When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag?
Brown bag.
Yay! Episode 117. 17 is my favorite number. What's your favorite number?
I like the number 644.
What the hell?
That's facts.
Why? Not really.
I just don't worry about it. I just like that number a lot. Vic, what's your number?
27.
My mom actually decorated for Thanksgiving.
Did
it was really beautiful.
How was it?
Yeah. It was great. It was my birthday on Thanksgiving.
I know.
644. I get it.
What about you, Vic? What's your favorite phone number? Or wait, favorite number?
It changes every 2 months. But number 20.
Hey, bro, Vic had a girlfriend and did it in 1 week.
I know.
Wait, we had a girlfriend again?
No, not really, but it's
I ruined it. Oh, that was my fault.
Yeah. What's your favorite number?
Oh, yeah. 27.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
Irene filling in for Maximo that has like super duper choro.
It's crazy.
Maximo's doing this thing where he's calling off sick for everything. Except ATM Danny stuff.
Yeah. It's like, he thinks we don't notice. We're like, dog, I notice.
The hours of so 5 a.m. Yeah. and 2 p.m. Dog,
he just say you hate us.
I'm going to miss the shoot. And I was like, I didn't ask. Like, whatever.
All right, we're moving on from that topic.
All right.
Good morning. You're good afternoon.
What
good
time
evening.
Is it?
Whatever you're listening.
It's probably
11
a.m. Depends how fast Jose and Fuego get this out of here. But if it's afternoon. Good afternoon.
You already have hella edits.
So many.
But damn, Avic, I'm sorry for ruining your relationship.
Oh, it's okay.
Your 1 week relationship.
I know. I think I fixed it, but I'm not
what,
sure.
What, it was a scam and jam or what happened?
I don't know. It's like supposedly like she was like, she said that she blocked me. Mm-hmm. No, wait. Supposedly her phone broke, but I thought I was blocked for like a day.
Wait, that's three finger combo?
No.
That's another one.
She unblocked me, but. We haven't really spoken. Girl, she said she said her phone broke and then it started working again on Friday, which is kind of weird.
Payday, yeah. Actually, it might not be weird.
No, I told him that she was lying.
She was with someone for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving was also my birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just see a text from Duno, yo. And I was like, yole. And he's like, check for your Starbucks. I sent you Starbucks. And I was like, that is the cutest thing ever. He sent me a birthday cake pop.
Birthday cake pop.
And a Starbucks drink.
Yeah.
And that is so sweet. And that's how I know you're a great guy.
Nice guy.
And when you and married, she's going to be so lucky.
I haven't even talked to that for the last
all right. Shut up.
I haven't. I'm a mama. I haven't.
Oh.
I said, shut up.
Te dolió el corazón. ¿Qué pasó?
Like me, but why you gotta be like me?
Exactly.
That's
she matched your energy and you can't handle it.
Okay, so
what happened?
Okay, so I had texted her. At this point, everybody's just like interested in our love life, huh?
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, our they're actually not. All the guys are like, why are you guys talking about our relationships? Blah, blah.
Oh well,
hurting.
Yeah. Where else are we going to do it?
On Wednesday night at like 4 a.m., but I was literally just...
Last Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving.
Day before Thanksgiving, I'm chilling. And then, Thursday morning, la madrugada, like at 3, 4 a.m., I was doing something that night. I was like up doing something, drying it. And then I was drying. And then I remember, I like thought about it. So I was like, oh, I'm going to text her and invite her to Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. With my family, which we had it at my mom's, technically, like,
yeah, your
so we're like, hey, I'm having Thanksgiving, come if you want to come. And then she never, so I double texted. I'm like, hey, you know how to reply or something?
It was 3 a.m.
No, no, no. But she didn't reply till like, she didn't reply until I double texted her. And she's like, I was sleeping and then I rushed to work. I'm like, oh, so you still work? And she was like, yeah, from 2 to 10. And I was like, okay, when you get out, come eat.
Come through.
Mm-hmm. And then she didn't come. And then she was like, oh, where's my phone? My phone's dead. But she texted me so funny. She was like, she's like, oh, my family drinking. You treat me like a and a ver si me olvido. Or like si me recuerdo or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, foosh, I can get over it already.
And so you guys talked, you hadn't reached out to her? Because that's what it seems like. You hadn't talked to her and you hit her up. And so she's like, this fool just hits me whenever he wants. So it was what it seems like.
Which I hit her for Thanksgiving, though. It's not like I hit you up to come. I hit you up for Thanksgiving. Have a good with the fam.
How long did you not talk to her before that?
That don't matter.
That matters to her. That's what she feels. She feels like, dude, I see him. He doesn't hit me up till the day before Thanksgiving.
She don't date, and I don't tell her nothing. Why is she being a hater? My thing is like that.
But then same reason you're being a hater.
But then I told her, I was like, babe, you don't want to come. Babe, my mom said don't come ever again. And I just didn't reply to her. Yeah. My mom didn't even say that.
Yeah, I know she did.
We know.
Why you gotta go so far? Es que alguien te calls you and you have to...
I start playing with my emotions like I don't got any.
You play like you don't have emotion, so then she's gonna play like you don't have it, and then you have it.
See, but I know she has emotion, so I try to lie. The point is, she don't try to lie.
Oh, I do know. I want you guys to get back together. What is it gonna take?
Nothing.
You okay? This is my thing. And shout out to guys. Shout out to guys. Shout out to all the men in the world. You guys are kings. But you love calling a girl crazy or writing her off, but don't look at what you did to get her there. You did something to get her to respond that way, which is you didn't talk to her that whole week, but then expected her to talk to you back as soon as you text her like a puppy, like, oh, yes, Duno, I will be right there.
It was for Thanksgiving. We had great food there.
Yeah. Pero también, you got to see where she's coming
okay,
from.
Okay, I get it. It's like, I get you wanting her
yeah, that's
for
beautiful.
Thanksgiving
that's,
because it's
that's
like
amazing.
There's nobody else you would rather exactly. have than her, right? You know, so she yes. should.
She should be grateful.
Be grateful. She's but also.
And I'm.
But also, like, she on her end feels like, wow, you don't want me the other days, though. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you only hit me up for the day where all your family's there and yeah.
I get you.
She wants to be hit up every day.
No, I get you. It's better to.
I'm
yes.
busy, homie. We got Brownback on Tuesdays. Yeah.
And she wants she wants to be just as important on Wednesday as on Thanksgiving.
That's yeah. the way life works.
That's what I'm just thinking from her perspective.
Some of y'all are just meant to be important from Monday to Thursday.
Oh, my God. No.
And see, that's why you're getting the girl that you're getting.
I'm not getting any girls right now. I haven't had, like a full conversation with her in a long time. Thugging to the sun's up.
Anyway, I thought it was really sweet that you
How
sent
How do you go from your Starbucks to this?
No, I thought that it was really sweet that you sent me Starbucks. I promise you, I was so happy. Like, I was like, this is so awesome that you did that. So yeah. thank you, dude. Because you were just living your life. And to me, it's like... It's the sweetest thing when someone gives a thought to you. And you gave me a thought and then you were like, oh, let me send
her. Yeah, I was going to drive to you and just drive off to Starbucks and kick it for like
Calm
a little
down,
bit.
Calm down, fool. I'm married. But like, then, chill the f***
up. Yeah, But then I was like, she said she was hosting and then that means yeah. the food probably not ready. So what the fuck? What am I going to go for? I'm like, I'm just ordering.
Yeah. No, that meant so much. You don't understand.
And then
when I got it, I was like, mijito.
And then I told
and
him
then
to
I
put
text him back and you ghosted me.
You texted me pretty late. You liked it a little
said,
bit.
I said, oy, gracias, mi perdón.
Oh, no, I liked it. Yeah. I hearted it.
You were supposed to leave a note?
Yeah, and I didn't put the note. What's the point of the option? I was a happy birthday. I love you.
Oh, well, probably that's why they didn't.
Oh, yeah, I probably couldn't write that.
Yeah. Well, Starbucks?
Yeah, they're probably yeah. getting in trouble, yeah.
Imagine, we got a iced coffee with milk for happy birthday.
But I was just trying to be nice. I'm like,
no,
because I've sent flowers before when I'm mad at me and I'll write like some crazy
note.
Yeah, like, putting all your business out there.
Yeah,
like I'm sorry I cheat on you yeah. and then I'm sorry about the other time.
Yeah. Oh my god, I put it in that whole sorry. Next time it was an accident, I swear.
Sorry about your cat.
It's like a scroll.
Yeah,
yeah. hear ye. Like, funny, like, no, I'm you know what? I taught my homies like one time I was in the car, it was me, the poet. Pizzer and Jakarta, and I was like, you forgot to send flowers. Watch this. And I placed the order, bada bing, bada boom, bada bing, bada boom. Ding, 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 ding.
I also would like to thank all of your friends who reached out to me and told me happy birthday. D-Poet, Denner, P.
Did Jakarta reach out?
No. What's wrong?
No, but you know what? He reposted your
thing.
He don't like... True? Guy, if you ask me.
He's a booty dude?
He's a booty dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, dude, Thanksgiving was fun, though.
Yeah.
Had a great time at Thanksgiving. I ate a lot of food. You know what? I'm over the White Claw joints.
Really?
The cruda's disgusting. Bro, the terrible. Other day,
and my dad is very... We're going through a sensitive time as a family, but my dad's very on top of my, like, feelings right now. Mm-hmm. He's, like, extra checking on me. And then he came in the other day, and I was drinking a Celsius. And he's like, it was, like, 3 p.m. And he's like, mija, you're drinking alcohol? And he thought it was, like, a White Claw or something. And I was like, Dad, this is an energy drink.
That's so cute,
But, like, he was like... I'm like, damn, no one ever looked at what I was drinking.
You're like, I'm trying to go up, not down.
Yeah, damn,
man. Yeah, that shit was lit.
What?
Thanksgiving.
My dad?
Oh, no, your dad too, for checking on your mental health.
Yeah.
That's good. When I see you post that shit, I'm like, ah. I'm like terrible at like being like, because I just think
being supportive.
Yeah, no, I'm good at being supportive if we're physically with each other.
Yeah.
But mentally... Like, if like through if the phone, apart. Through the phone, I'm gonna be like, cheer up, fucker. But it might sound like, fool, stop fucking crying, cheer up.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I just,
I feel that's you. I sometimes wanna like reach out and
to certain
and
people see, or yeah. just anybody.
And I just like when it's just on text or phone, like, I just keep it short. Like, my prayers are with you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't try to go through like
a whole long thing
because I don't know.
You also don't wanna get lost in it. You don't know. Like, it's just a lot.
You might, by trying to make yourself, this is what I think sometimes, by trying to make yourself feel like a better friend. By writing like a whole long paragraph, you might trigger that person
right
a little further.
Mm-hmm. Than
maybe not. They're not even trying to deal with all that today.
Yeah, that's real shit.
If you know what it is, because then what if I do send you like a long paragraph, not just you, but just anybody, and then they don't fucking reply, then you're like, oh, okay,
Dude,
I've done that before. When one of my homies, one of their loved ones passed, I sent them like a long paragraph, and they never replied, and they texted me like a whole month later about something whole different. And I was like, okay, well. Yeah. And he's like, fool, I saw it. I just didn't know what to say.
I
was like,
hey. Just like, you don't know what to say. There might be a, I don't know what to say back.
Yeah, to say back, exactly.
There's also a pressure of like, okay, to make you feel better.
Yes.
But it's like, I can't pretend like I still don't feel like shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like, it's like, thanks, like, you fixed it. Like, thanks.
Yeah.
Like,
and, like, yeah, and in reality, it's like, we can't really fix it. Right. You know, we can be supportive. And I think those little words of exchange are like sometimes enough, you know?
Yeah, I'm more like of an imprint. Like, I called the homegirl Allison yesterday and I was like, what's up, fucker? You don't say what's up anymore? You don't call anymore? And she's like, she's dealing with like a psycho boyfriend right now.
Yeah.
Mm. And I'm like, why haven't you told her? And she's like, fool, I told that fool, mommy, they're gonna fuck you up. Mm-hmm. And that fool, like, and she was like, dude, look, psycho. And that fool texted her like,
crazy.
He
shit.
Sent her like a long ass, like, no, like, I love you. And I'm like, bro, you gotta be careful. But I'm like, just call it if anything. But I was like, fucker, you have, cause she's like, oh, I was fucked up. You didn't invite me to Brown Bag. And I'm like, fool, the show's not even here yet. By the way, get your tickets to the live show.
December 23rd.
You might see Allison there. She might be single. You guys could try to get it cracking with her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm just saying, the homegirls.
Only for tonight.
The homegirls with the activities.
You're so stupid.
But yeah, she's like chirping. She's like, bro, that was crazy. I'm like, oh, beat his ass.
Yeah.
She left. When my dad passed away, we had the after party to my dad's funeral. So it's crazy. But when after, like, when we got together after, that fool didn't want to come in and meet us.
Dang.
Really? Yeah.
I'm like, guilty conscious.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. This was before we knew all the cheese, man.
I know, but maybe he was already fucking up.
People tell on themselves even before.
He already had shame.
I was like, that's a little weird because she I told him, I was like, bro, I got a lot of homies and they're like my brothers. If you don't like that, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He probably felt intimidated off the rip.
I feel intimidated by you.
You know what? I'm the nice one.
No.
I'm like a funny nice, like, what are these? Mm-hmm. And everybody would join. Everybody's enjoying.
I know you're not saying what are those with. Look at your shoes.
Oh, no, we kind of came bumming to look.
My shoes are terrible.
No, what is happening to your shoe? He has it on the third hole.
Those aren't the right laces.
His Air Force
they're on the right laces.
They're not the right.
Yeah, my mom did it.
Duno is wearing Air Force Ones. And they're washed, they're clean. They look like beaters, but you've cleaned them.
Yeah.
And then
they're like a little bit white girled out, but just with a little bit of marsh.
No, I think he took care of it. I like it. It's clean. But he only tied it to three holes. So he did the first three holes, and then that's where he tied it.
Okay, you want to know the story behind this?
Did you steal little kids' shoelaces or what?
No,
yours stolen?
These shoelaces are from some Dunks, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Dunks are like a little like... Shorter. But fucking... I was in a rush one time, but I was wearing... the shaggies.
Yeah.
So it covers it up to where it doesn't people can't see it like this.
See.
And then I just kept them on because they're like they're right by my door.
Yeah.
Put them
and
right by my car.
And then
just walk out. Yeah.
So they're kind of like, low-key like slippers is what you did.
So I'm running errands
if
all day.
If you were
with
to
these.
Do Air Force One collab, you could be like that.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. So it's like a slipper.
With the dunk laces.
If only if we had a little bit more cushion on the thing, I think that'd be super.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah.
What happened to the shoelaces of the Air Force?
I probably lost them.
But how do you lose shoelaces?
Because I still don't even know how to lace up my shoe. That's like easier than to do it.
To do it, yeah.
Like they know how to. Like they know how I like it.
Yeah.
Pause.
Ooh.
But yeah, they just
unpause,
do it for me.
Unpause. Play. So. Fast forward.
But yeah, they yeah. So I just did it myself.
I like it.
I mean, you know, I wore these to Big Bear last year.
Oh really? Are you gonna go this year?
I'm in Fresno for my homie's birthday.
Oh.
So it's kind of fucked up on Friday. But on Saturday, we have Besame Mucho.
Yes, Besame Mucho.
So last year.
The lineup is crazy.
So last year, I was in Big Bear a day.
Yes, I
right before Besame Mucho. So that was a good fucking time.
Oh, yeah, and then you drove down.
I drove down, went home, showered, and went to Besame Mucho.
And then Snow's concert.
And I went to Snow's concert. Fuck,
that's
along.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, you did. I did a lot that day.
But you know what? I shout out Snow. I don't regret going to her concert, but like, you ended up pulling up, and I saw the picture where like, all the Latinx people were together, and I was like, damn, I wanted to be there.
No. I never went to the concert.
No, he meant Besame Mucho.
Besame Mucho.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys didn't cross paths. You came when he left.
Yes, and also he missed the...
I missed the photo, yeah.
I missed the woke photo. No. I was like, god damn it, I wanted to be there.
I missed that.
What are the woke people?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, you miss her?
What?
Whoa! No,
I missed that day. That day.
Bro, you know what?
That was a good day.
Sometimes you just gotta say goodbye.
All right.
That was a good day.
You know what? I'm just happy for you, Vic.
Thank you.
And like, again, I want to apologize for ruining your relationship.
No, I think I...
You did fix it.
You just sped up a process.
Who told her that? Like, she went through my IG story?
Her stupid ass homegirl. You know, there's always one hating ass homegirl. Like, did you see... Bitch, did you see this?
Do you remember her homegirl's name?
Yeah.
No, what's the point?
No, just... We'll bleep it.
I don't know who she is.
Dumb fucking nosy ass bitch. Mind your fucking business while going through my story. My homie wasn't even doing nothing. If you don't know, on his side hustle, he checks for ears and hairs. That's what the fuck he was doing. Mind your business when talking about my homie. He wasn't fucking macking on no neck and no ear
and
no hair.
That's all I was doing.
The homie was over there checking. That fool was checking if she had lice because there's a pandemic right now.
That's right.
So don't you ever fucking blame my homie for cheating on your very beautiful, talented homegirl. I don't even know what she does, but whatever she does, I'm pretty sure she's amazing at it. The homie loves her and wants her 1 week to turn into 2 weeks, maybe three, maybe four, maybe years. You know what I'm saying?
That's
mind your fucking business.
That's right.
I thought I only said it twice. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Is that his girl's name?
No, I don't know who it is.
Dug into the Santa.
Okay, Besame Mucho. Do you guys have your outfits? What are you doing?
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
No.
There's outfits for every fucking thing.
So you guys are fucked up to do that to Bo. Shout out Bo Roses, who styled you guys.
Bo Roses, yeah, she did a great job.
Yes.
Great job.
You guys gave her one day notice.
Okay, you know what? But the last Besame Mucho, everybody was dressed normal. That's what I'm going to do.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like a regular festival. Like,
whoa, don't call it regular.
No, I'm talking about outfit-wise. Like, you
have
to
dress
like I know it's not regular. I'm super excited, even though Duno thinks I don't know any of the artists on the lineup. But, like,
sing a song.
I'm just saying, no, I don't want to sing a song. Yeah.
Yesterday, she asked me to, like, she's like, can I leave you guys while I watch Rick? And I was like, sure.
She watches what?
Rake.
I want to see Rake.
And I was like,
who the fuck is that guy?
I'm like, I don't know.
It's a
she
group.
Knows though.
It's three of them, and they're like so dope.
I'm like, she
it's
knows.
Like pop. They it's sing, like pop rock.
Yeah, they sing in Vienna. Fucking. They sing.
I was impressed.
Show them the guy you showed me.
Wait, which one?
She.
Are we not the boyfriend?
This is your type?
She wants us to interview this guy, and I think we should all pull together for the homegirl.
Irene, this is your type right here?
What the fuck?
No,
that feels...
No, they're not. I don't like them like that.
That feels
like,
cross right
like
away.
Like Greg, see?
That looks like Greg.
No.
Why are his eyes so close together?
I don't like them like that. I love their music. Like, when I was in high school, that's when I, like, got hip to
Rick.
Them. And,
I feel like my mom would know who they are.
That's how I would learn Spanish.
Rake. Well, it goes to show.
Rizzy Rake.
These fools are fucking
they're
lame.
Dope. Show me, Irene. Show me, Irene. Hold on.
What did I send? I sent it to you.
You said you DM'd it. And you're like, can we get him into the pod and interview him?
I was impressed because I'm like, oh, she knows.
Hold on. I have to send it to
you. Who the fuck is
I know a lot of the artists on the lineup, okay? I have to send it to Jose.
So there's a group that you want to interview.
I don't want to interview them.
I mean, you wanna see them? Okay. Well, Irene, yeah, go ahead, take off and watch this lame ass shit.
I told Vic, he's like,
Irene sent you something, stupid ass. But like,
they're closing out a stage, so you guys won't need me after that. Yeah, I sent it.
What stage are they closing out?
They're closing out the. Hold on, I screenshot.
Yeah, they're headlining.
Because I was making my.
They're headlining. They're like Chilean.
On the Te Gusta El Pop stage.
They're Mexican.
They're Mexican. Yeah, you want to hear a song?
Not fucking really.
Oh, well then. You're so mean.
By the way, while you guys look for stuff, en Bésame Mucho. Oh no, we found him. Dude, the one with the suspenders, the one on your left. Yep.
Shout out my boy Mike.
Who is that?
That's my dog. I know him.
Wow. Who is that?
He's like a think of a new modern who's the fool that sing para Para bailar la bamba. Fuck, I'm getting a...
Richie Valens?
Think of like a Richie Valens.
He's the new Richie Valens?
He's not the... the Richie
Valens. No. Cuco. He has like... So my boy, I actually met him on set for a chata with oat milk.
Hey. So you all know this fool.
I know him. I don't know if they know him, but I know him.
How would they not know him if he was on set for horchata with
oat milk? No. Soso's the only one that was on set with us, other than me, Soso.
And you like him, Irene?
Oh, my phone's dead. Charge it real quick.
Don't call him
right now.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
I'll call him for you.
Stop. I hate that you do this, Irene. I'm going to fuck you up. Irene is like, hey, make my dreams come true. You make your dreams come true. Oh, no, I don't want my dreams to come true.
What's up, bro?
His hair looks fake.
His hair looks so fake.
That shit is real. It's one of those fools
where
you're like...
Why, you ran your fingers through it or what?
It's one of them fools where you're like, oh, I can't be around my bitch.
Yeah.
But that's my boy. Shout out. He's up. That would be, you know where he performing at? Mm-hmm. At the Bobby D, like the oldie concerts. He opened up.
He opened up for he looks like Lil Rob and MC Magic this past weekend.
Yeah.
He bangs for sure.
Yeah.
So this is your type, Irene?
He bangs. I have two types.
But
so you have like G Perico and then you have Mikey.
G Perico is not my type. But
not my type,
but yeah,
that's funny. How'd you hear about Mikey, Irene? Shout out to him, he's killing it, by the way.
Because Sammy Joe,
yes,
she interviewed him,
yeah, he's dope.
And she posted a clip of him singing to her, and I was like, oh my god,
I want him to sing to me and bone me.
No, I didn't know. I don't know about the boning part, but I just want him to sing to me.
Everybody has feelings,
he just looks really
sometimes. We all think with our private parts, Irene. Yeah. I do it a lot,
it happens,
yeah, we know.
But like, but damn, that's nice. But yeah, Bésame Mucho, we're going to have a great time there.
I'm excited.
Me and Vic will be at Bésame Mucho doing things, and Letty will be at the... Ta-na-na, ta-na-na. Hey, Letty, what if your man's, your guy,
yeah,
the dog you ride for?
I ride for both of them, Paws.
You ride for both of them, Paws. But yes, the one that you have a better relationship with.
Oh, yeah.
What if he just gets... Ryan? Boom, 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 bah, like he did with Javonte Davis. What is your reaction at this point as a boxer lover?
I hope for the best for him.
Okay. Me too. Because I feel like he needs the comeback.
Yeah. And it'll be a good redemption story to have the whole world turn their back on you and then you come up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Amazing story.
And as much as like, quote unquote, like the OG like boxing fans don't like Ryan, they've never liked Ryan. So guess what? Even if he won, motherfuckers wouldn't like him. Because it's just... who he is.
They would find an asterisk.
Yes.
Or something.
For no, and even like, let's see, they're even talking about even if he wins. Remember when Bernard Hopkins was talking to us? Even if he wins, if he doesn't win, that it's like undeniable that he won, people are going to be like, no, he lost. He doesn't deserve it. Queen, all that stuff. Queen Ryan, like fucking Oscar the Arctic called him, like all of that. Like it's a thing about him. He can never make the world happy.
Yeah. So, I think it's one of those things to where like, he's like a soup, like, People have never seen somebody like him, quote unquote. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he's like.
But some people like that, they have to live in it. They have to own it. They have to accept, like, all right, I'm the bad guy. I'm going to be the meanest bad, like the best bad guy you guys have ever fucking
seen. Gotta be,
and he's going to build his own people. Wow. He's going to build his own fans.
That forgot to be the like, the Pistons, like the bad boys. Like,
yeah, like
we're really nice guys, but you want me to be a dick? Well, fuck it, I'm going to be a dick. He got to be like that fool that like, no matter what, like, kind of like fucking, what the dude that played for Duke, the basketball player. The one that was like, he was known for being a foul, but he's actually a nice guy. He was just People just always hate him. But he was a dick at some point.
But T.O. told us that JJ he was like Redick. That too. Everyone talks shit about how T.O. was on the field. But he's like, I'm a good ass fucking dude.
Yeah, he never but got they in trouble always talk, off, yeah, like, off the field. They always never talk got shit arrested, about how I was nothing.
And like, but fuck it. And I just owned
it's
it.
It's just because he was intense
so
on
if
on
Ryan
the field.
Can own it, because I think right now he's still trying to give the image of like, no, you guys, like, and not for nothing, he probably is very confident in himself, but I think he wants to be liked.
Yeah.
Own that you're not. Fuck everybody, Ryan.
Yeah,
fuck them, because they're not going to like you anyway.
I like that. I like that.
100%.
Because, and I get it. He's taking, like, the big, very peaceful route because he's, like, a big God believer. Yes. But, hey, my boy. Yeah.
There's a thing in
I'm
wrestling.
I'm not saying don't let God be part of your life, but fuck these
just listen
fools.
To some say.
Yeah. I'll put you on. I'll send you a playlist.
So there's a thing in wrestling. It's called babyface and heel, right? Babyface is, like, you're the good guy, mm-hmm. like Hulk Hogan, All-American. Everybody loved mm-hmm. him, right?
And then there's like a Randy Orton.
Yes, the heel, yes. which wow. is the villain, right? So right now, like, this is similar to The Rock. When The Rock came out, the first thing, he was a babyface. Oh, everybody, yeah. why doesn't everybody love me? Everybody love me. Everybody hated him so bad that then he went.
He owned it.
And then he turned it and he flipped it and he became The Rock. Like, The Rock that yeah. we know today, he started talking shit to the fans, mm-hmm. started talking shit to all the other wrestlers, and he became right huge. It's because he embraced and, like, just said, fuck it. You guys hate me? Yeah. I hate y'all, too. But yeah. he became the most entertaining person to ever, like, yeah, be in wrestling.
And the eyebrow
that's
shit.
Shit.
That, it was
that's
like
what,
a very
that's what Ryan
I mean.
Got to do.
Yeah, yeah, because I get what you're saying. Like yeah. food, stop being nice to these fools when these fools are being dicks.
Yeah.
Just do it. So, lean like, into it. Just be like, I am richer than y'all. Yeah. I do have more followers than y'all.
Yeah.
I can sell my own fights. I could box a trash can and yeah. people are going to pay for it.
Hey.
Yeah.
And I can make dances.
Yeah, and I did TikTok. Fuck your bitch.
Yeah.
Ryan, just lean in. Come on. You need a spiritual coach.
Ryan. Yeah. Ryan. Ryan, just go to
we become his new manager.
Yes. You need a ghostwriter?
Yeah.
Ryan, I know you're a manager. Ryan, fucking my guy, I know you're watching this. If you're watching this, I don't know if you're watching this. But hey, fool, go to Tupac's album, hit him up real quick.
So yes. stupid.
First off, fuck your bitch. Just go crazy.
Start drinking more Hennessy. Start riding on your enemies.
Hennessy analysis. Yeah. Yeah. Do you,
they
man.
They paint you out to be the villain anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And that fool's never going to win because...
No, you're never. You're too pretty already. You're... Sorry, but in this game, that's a L for people that are like the fans, right? So you're too pretty for it.
Mm-hmm.
Any skill you have, whether it's the left hand, whether it's the speed, there's always going to be a reason why you're not that good and so-and-so can take you and all of that.
Yeah.
You're never going to do. And that's in boxers in general.
Who should we suggest for it to be, other than Victor right here, who's somebody that you think would be a funny, dope,
a spiritual, good, like, advisor, spiritual advisor for Ryan Garcia? Fuck, I don't want it to happen, though.
Who
I don't know.
Who are we going to say?
I don't know. I feel like Vic could be it.
I feel like Vic could be it.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm gonna be his ghostwriter. Just write all the stuff down. Say it.
All the stuff you want to say here.
Exactly.
Say this.
I don't give a fuck if 3-finger combo block me. This 3-finger combo for real is gonna get knocked out.
Oh, or
something
my
like
gosh.
That. You know what?
I like that.
You know what? I want Ryan to win.
Yeah. I want him to win too.
I
just also really fucking like Oscar Duarte.
Yeah, I want people to start
really good.
To stop, I should say. To stop throwing away boxers when they lose.
But you know what? I'm excited. Just stay away from the squabble in the middle.
I'm excited to be there because I'm going to be in Houston and I'll be doing hosting the meet and greet. And it's going to be a lot of motherfuckers. Like, Rocha's going to be there after having lost. And so I'm going to be the first one to be able to talk to him, which is cool.
Tell that fool that I said no mames way.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Letty, you're sitting, the ring's like, we gotta talk about it because we did it, right?
But
the ring's in the, this is the ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on this side to where the other, for Giovanni.
Yeah.
Giovanni's on my side, Rocha's on Letty's side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rocha's only watching, kind of technically how you're looking, is only watching Rocha take the hits. I'm watching Giovanni's whole hips and power, his back muscles come in for every hit.
And the way you're sitting,
hit.
You're kind of in the second, you probably see through the second rope, so you're seeing like the body.
Fool.
Like
I'm seeing his body just give him the most deadliest punches to this kid, bro. Damn. And dog, I was super excited because I love watching
fools. Alexis, let me just go up to me. Hey, what's up, Alexis? I had a message. He just said, bro, no mames, bro. What did he say to that? Poor pobrecito.
Hey, if I want to hug that fool, for everything he's been through,
But if you're going to the fight, if you're in Houston, I know we have a lot of Texas fans. It'll be cool to meet you if you're going to go to the fight. It's going to be at Toyota Center. our Toyota Arena in Houston and say what's up. It'll be cool.
That'd be sick. Yeah, you guys make sure you guys go say hi to Letty because Houston is kind of like our second home. I know we got
to
go.
Yeah, we have to
go. We have a gang
of
fans.
We'll be seeing Texas very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be dope. But, bro, that shit's going to be lit. But, yeah, when you see that fool, just hug that fool for me, Wade. I'll give you a bracelet to take that fool.
Yes.
And then if that fool needs a spiritual code.
Give me a shirt that says, hey, it'd be like that, bro.
Alexis. A picture of him like this.
No,
he's a nice guy. He's a nice
guy. He's an incredible guy.
He's a fucking super nice guy, but dude.
What is it called? The heel and the.
The heel and the baby face.
Baby face is Alexis.
Yes, he's a baby face for sure.
Yeah, because, bro, the OC was in the house.
Yeah.
I feel like Santillan is kind of a heel.
Yeah, he's going to own it.
Because he's been.
That fool is all fucking manned
out. Yeah, but he's been, like, denied a bunch of opportunities. Like, when I, like, heard his story, it's like people kept not wanting to fight him. Kept him out of like the like contenders.
The cool circle?
Yeah. Yes, for a long time.
And you know what I saw? Like that fight, because obviously we usually go to fights because of Letty.
Yeah.
It's kind of like her thing. We just go kind of support.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Enter,
by the way,
and we watch people go beat each other the shit out of each other. That's always awesome.
Yeah.
But when I got there and I was seeing some of the shit, because I wanted to see how like the cameraman looks at it, like that angle where you see.
Yeah.
So I licked it and then I saw like, you know, obviously a related videos come out and they were saying that like, he was like, you fools weren't letting me in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dope, right? We saw,
so now
I mean, we saw one Mexican lose, but we saw another one win.
Yeah.
And that's the dope thing about boxing where we're like top one, top two in the sport. So we're always, there's always somebody we can root for, especially now Mexicans are at a whole other level with it, right?
Top. Yep.
And seeing that fool like be like, nah, you fools were sleeping on me. Well,
now
here
it is. What it is.
This is what my power. This is a mad power, homie. Like,
what trips me out too about Santillan is that he was quiet the whole time. I remember like even seeing him when we went to Golden Boy offices and there was a press conference. Everything was about Rocha, and I even saw like Santillan just sitting down, like he knew, like he's just in the cut. Like, all right, let's do the thing to get in there. Like, let it be about him. Let it be about him. Let it be his night. Let it be Alexis Rocha's headlining fight. All that. He's just like, chill. And then boom, 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 boom. It's like, yeah, motherfucker, you left me in the house. I'm going to tear this shit down. I'm going to come nicely.
Yeah.
I'm going to be polite, but I'm going to make this shit mine. And that's what tripped me out about him because he didn't talk shit. He didn't like, he just went in there and we're trying to get out of him. Yeah.
We're like, trying to egg him on.
And
he was just like, no, you know, he's a good fighter. He's a good guy. Da, da, da.
Nah, that fool was holding some shit.
He showed
improved.
He was, that's the crazy part.
You know what that
fool is? He held all that shit.
You know what that fool is? He's a cousin that doesn't say nothing for a year until Thanksgiving. And it just fucks it up.
Yeah.
And it just fucks it up. But you know what?
Hear you.
Oh my God.
And you know what's crazy? That I'm sitting here and Letty, I don't know if you saw, but all his family's in only one little section. And bro, they're fucking
turning
like his girl.
They knew.
His girl's like, go, babe. And I feel like every time she was saying go, babe, that fool was just throwing another one. And I feel it, bro. She's very beautiful. I get it. You know that she's fine.
Dude,
and I'm not just spray. Don't hit me like that. But like, if I have a baddie by my corner, I'm more turned. He played like Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
He like Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
But fool,
that was a trip.
Fool, that fool's a brutal.
That was a crazy ass.
But
fight.
I did see like YouTube like boxer pages where they were like, he's gonna be next up now.
Oh yeah.
And he as a boxer, he's kind of a little older, you know?
He's
like
30. He's
older. Yeah. So his time's now. Like he's like, I don't have no more time to wait.
Yeah, the clock is ticking for me.
Because if he would have lost against Rocha, it would have been over with.
That's it. You kind of go back in the shadows. Shout out to Boxy Man. I can't wait to be in Houston. Yeah. Thank you for everyone that is always supporting. And by the way, I don't think I've told you guys, but I'm working on like a concept show. Called Ring It On. Instead of Bring It On, it's Ring It On. And it's gonna be with me because I'm a girl.
And you host.
And just me right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
A boxing one?
Boxing vibes.
That's fine.
You know what you should have in can I?
I'm trademarking all this shit, by the way. And Angie got me a logo.
Patent pending, patent
pending.
Can I?
Oh my God, my logo's so cool, huh, Angie?
Yeah.
Hey, Angie,
nice. See
Angie
you.
Made it.
Hey,
there's
Angie.
Another Angie.
Angie, your boots are stupid, by the way. I just have to say something.
What's the thing? Another Jazzy Faye production or whatever?
Another Jazzy Fizzle product shizzle.
Another
and
jizzle
product shizzle.
Can I suggest something for your set?
Yeah.
Okay. The boxing thing to where how hard you hit?
Okay.
Like
the theme, the game?
The arcade game?
A card. I mean, a booklet of a bunch of doctors to call when you get socked really hard. some tape.
Just some tape.
You know, boxes.
Tape yourself up.
CT scans.
Okay, I'm done. That's football.
But yeah, hey, shout out you. Ring it on, motherfuckers. That's fire.
Ring it on. Instead of bring it on, ring it on. Like that. It's cute, like right?
Yeah, that's fire.
Ding, yeah, ding, ding. I like it.
Oh, every episode, you do the walkthrough. Episode one.
Oh.
Like the ring girls. Like the ring girls.
You're your own ring girl?
You're your own ring girl?
What if I do guy ring girls?
That's nice too. Yes. I'll definitely come.
Hey, relax,
I can help her Skyler.
Episode one.
Episode two.
So you do. Episode three.
High five. Can you guys be my episode one and
two? Yeah, I'm down. We'll down.
Yes.
I won't sit there and talk for.
I don't want you to talk. Ring girls don't talk. They just look pretty. I want you guys to best talk.
Your dad wants to meet this guy, right?
Yeah. What's a trip is like, you send stuff and it's like, we can actually get in touch with these people.
I know. But I don't ever think that you guys are actually gonna do it.
What's up, fool?
What up, man?
Hey, bro. So we're doing Brown Bag Podcast, and the homegirl thinks you're very sexy, so she sent your Instagram to the other homegirl. And then I was like, I know him. And they're like, you don't fucking know him. And I was like, I know that fool with my phone. Does. I was like, so knows him too. She wants to know if you could sing her a song real quick.
For her birthday.
You want me to sing her a song right now?
Something like
that's crazy.
5 seconds.
Something about you, baby. Drive me crazy.
Something about
these pretty girls.
Lose
my mind.
Oh, my God.
Woo! Yeah. Wow. Appreciate you, my boy. Yeah, I told her I knew her. I knew you, and they were like, you don't fucking know him. I was like, I know that, fool. I'm going to call him.
Man, remember we did that movie together?
Yeah, but it's never going to come out, huh? I just, All right, boy, hey, if I'm going to hit you, thank you.
Hey, invite him to the live show.
Oh, hey, bro, you want to come to our live show on December 23rd at the Wiltern?
Yeah, send me all the info, I'm down.
I got you, easy. All right, pops, all right, easy. Yeah, Irene.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's come it up for
how
Irene.
How do you feel, Irene? Do you feel serenaded?
Guys don't get that feeling, but getting serenaded is so beautiful.
It's like getting a lot of flowers.
My girl never sing to me. God damn it.
Mm-mm. Bro, that fool can't come around my bitch.
No, no way. No way.
Like, I like, okay, you know how fools, like, get drunk and start rapping?
Yeah.
Like, I'm wondering, like, if this fool just gets drunk and starts singing. Like,
oh, for sure, you know.
Like, what the fuck?
All he has to do is look at your girl.
Shout out Irene. Like, she got her wish. I remember when I first started coming around Irene and them, when they thought they were cooler than me, Irene and Vic and them.
They thought they were cooler than you. What do you mean? What? Who? These two?
The fool, their whole little stuff.
Shut
whole
up. Dude, you're lying.
Why would you do that, Irene?
He's lying. Who's a cool one now? Spirit of anger.
That's so crazy, dude.
But you know what?
Look how he's not saying no.
No, he knows.
I don't think so.
I was just younger and they were dicks. Anyways,
I don't feel like I was mean and... I don't
bro,
think so.
I've been babying you since the day I met you.
Oh, but anyways, that's not the point. Chill, relax. I was joking.
See? Bro.
Shut up, dude. But look, I remember I went to one of Irene's birthday parties and they had G Perico send her a video and she
oh yeah,
screamed. You get everything.
I know.
G Perico's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's
cool. Yeah.
Oh my God, can we do Cool or Culo, Leti?
Yeah, let's do Cool or Culo.
Cool or Culo. Okay, you guys know me. I'll be up to date with the corrido joint. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there's this guy, his name's Octavio. What's his name?
Jose?
No, Octavio. Pause it first. Octavio Cuadras. He's obviously in Mexico. You can tell by the house, the way it is. The doors are always see-through over there. And so this dude is going viral because he made the most jolly and happiest corrido of all time.
Why?
Listen.
Hey, I like that.
It. Okay, so he's going
it's
viral
like pop,
because
like pop corrido.
Yeah, so he's going viral because he's obviously talking about like a, probably like a drug dealer that's like con mi cosas bling bling. Like he's talking about, but he's going viral like everywhere because he's like this fool made a jolly corrido.
Yeah, and I love
and
it.
I'm a fan of it. That song's been in my head. It doesn't make you want to
do
this.
What's his name?
Octavio Cuadras. This is he went viral right now. He's one of those artists that
I wonder if he actually has music out.
No, I don't think he does.
Yeah, he looks like super like...
Like he just made the song like just vibing.
On a whim, yeah. He didn't even have a mic.
But everybody's collabing with him already. Shout out my boy Alex Fella. He linked up with him.
Fire.
And Sinaloa. And they made and they did the cover to that song. But doesn't the song make you want to...
Yeah.
Like do this?
Yeah. And that's the cool thing about like corridos right now being so popular is that people are going to keep flipping them and... Like Junior Acha, for example, making sad corridos.
Okay, so
this is like the opposite of
that. So in the comments, they're like, oh, the happy boys, like, you know, our sad boys.
Yeah, sad boys, yeah. And this is like the opposite of that.
And they're kind
of
like Corridos Jolly.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Like, he's already collabing with big artists.
Damn.
They're fucking with him. So I
think, he has a good voice.
Bro, but how, Leti, doesn't this sound like you want to do this? Like, Leti.
Yeah,
can you play it one more time, please?
He had like a video that... I
Grupo Frontera would make a great collab.
Oh, yes, God, yes. Let's do it one more time, Leti. Ready as a team?
Yeah.
You got to do this, look.
Everybody dance happy.
Ready? Me and fucking shit. Yo soy así. Like, it's catchy, though. So we put it on the cool cooler. What do you guys think? Obviously, we all think it's super cool.
Shout out that fool.
Octavio, shout out you, man. Keep the Jolly Corridos is coming, man.
Yeah. And I'm down for Jolly Corridos, especially like Christmas time, Jolly.
Exactly.
Yeah, give me a Corridos about El Santo Claus.
El Santo Claus.
Christmas Corridos.
You know, yeah, Christmas Corridos. Angie.
Yeah, so he's going viral all over TikTok, all over Instagram, and people have just been in love with this fool's like whole voice and his vibe. And it is, and even in the back, everybody's making videos of like, they're singing a song and it's like one homie just walking by. And I think they even got a video from like an old Mexican, like, show telenovela. I think it's Cantinflas, where he's walking and he's just vibing.
Oh, he's like,
and they're just putting it like on all grease screens and it's just like, yeah.
So for I think sure, it's like, a Disney movie should pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he does say, it's all bien fucking shit.
Oh.
But I just think it's him being him. Maybe we clean it up. Maybe get the radio version.
Yeah.
But Octavio, man, you're cool, brother.
You're cool, bro.
We love that shit. Shout out you.
Let's take a quick break. Okay, we're back. And we have to show you this beautiful, wholesome photo of Duno that we got while we were on little break. He looks so cute. He looks like the cutest little thing. Like, AI couldn't give us a cuter photo of Duno. It's like, you know, when you see animals as babies?
Yes. In their pure state. This Duno in his pure state.
Oh, my God. He's so cute.
Oh, my eyes look like glasses.
Do you guys remember that show Dinosaurs on Disney?
Yes.
That he reminds me of the baby. Let me see his little face. Do not.
Look at this.
I'm making this when you call me.
I already did it. I already did it on my phone.
So cute.
That's funny.
Papacito lindo perro. So cute.
Look at it. I already did it.
Wow.
That's funny.
That's so cute. Duno, do you see how cute you are there?
Of course.
Only there, though.
Shout out the nut cake from my
room. We can't hear you, fool.
You're eating the nut. Why are you putting it by your nuts? That's really funny. You're like, he's eating it like this.
He's picking the bread like a child. Nuts. It's crazy.
But he has them covered at the same time.
Duno's homie just sent him a picture of his nuts.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
He loved homie.
And I told him, I'm like, me and Angie would never send lip pictures to each other.
I wouldn't be like, hey, Leti, look.
But if it was swollen,
you know what's so funny is that I've had a homegirl that bruised hers and she sent me a photo and I was like, wow.
It's for medical, like,
yeah, but I'm not. What is Irene gonna do?
I was just like, yeah, what is this?
It's like, I just imagine, like, she's bullshit. Like, bitch, does this look normal? Like, she's sending it to Irene and Irene's like, bitch, go to the doctor.
I was just like, wow.
If was that different than you? Then you guys changing in front of each other butt naked when you guys were in Vegas when you flew off a plane?
We didn't do that.
I thought you guys did when you guys got drunk.
No, why are you imagining that? No. That's one of his fantasies.
That is crazy.
Did you tell him that? You guys said that.
No. Dude, calm yourself.
What dream did you have? I heard you guys got drunk and there was two beds and you guys slept in the same one.
But that's very different than getting naked and changing in front of each other and all of that.
Yeah,
that's what you guys said.
No, we didn't.
Oh my God, that's so
I remember that. I wouldn't even say it to be mean or nothing.
No, you never happened.
You weren't being mean.
You know, being horns.
I wasn't being horns. Oh God.
Oh my God.
But yes, that would be very different than changing in front of each other, sending a fucking photo of your balls to your homie.
if it was like bleeding
for the homage,
I wouldn't send it to you guys. I'd send it to fucking Teladoc, not to you guys.
Smart.
Sending a photo of your
what? What's the reason he sent it?
He cut himself while jumping the fence.
And what did he tell you, bro? Like, look at this. Should I go to the doctor?
He didn't fucking show us the fucking his whole penis was like. Look,
I'm not saying his whole penis.
He grabbed the nut and then just fucking only showed us the part that he was. Basically, we only see like the cut. We don't see like the whole nut.
Yeah.
That, then
so
be,
sent it to
you
group
said
chat.
That your homie sent you a picture of his balls. You said that.
He told us, hey, before I cut my balls, look at the picture of the cut. So I know it's in his balls.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He still cut himself. Yeah. One time I cut myself in my ass really bad. I sent a picture to the group chat, like, hey, fool, look, I cut my ass.
How did you? Who took that photo?
I did.
He did like this.
Bad bitch status.
In the mirror.
Wow. On the scene? Dude, yeah.
I'm
assuming. Looking back.
This isn't going good.
Damn.
Yeah, but I did that. Yeah, but I
did that while climbing the fence
too.
She was like, oh my God, I bruised myself yesterday. And I was like, bruised yourself? Like, what do you mean?
What was she doing?
And then, I don't know what
she was testing. She was testing the waters.
I don't know what she was doing.
Yeah, you got a bruised vagina. You're judging me?
It's
doing cartwheels.
Pretty even, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Show me. Show what? Show us the photo.
You know what I'm saying?
Put it up on the screen.
Yeah, put it
on the screen. I mean, I don't know if I show the homies balls too.
Well, you said it's not the balls.
Yeah,
you
said it's the cut.
So it should just be the...
And we don't know. What's his name?
We're not going to say his name.
No.
I wonder if his girl's going to be mad that I show you guys his...
He should be mad. She should be mad that he's showing y'all his...
His cut balls.
And sending that picture.
Look.
Oh my God, that is gross. Oh.
Why did I have to see that?
That is so nasty.
Oh my God.
You should have
said
that.
That's not my worst nightmare.
That needs to be stitched.
Yeah, bro.
That needs stitching. Don't go to the doctor.
That must like hurt. Wrist, call me.
That must hurt so fucking bad,
so
bro.
Nasty.
Bro, he has to be in excruciating pain. He is,
that's
right?
That's so gross.
As a person that draws walls, I've come a nut once or twice.
But like that's
bad.
Not like it was like
bad.
Excruciating pain, bro.
Nah. He's good.
You sure?
When you're dating somebody that paints the city with very nice things, you know how to be a doctor a little bit.
So what do you do?
Not me, but his girls are pretty sure it's very.
His girl can sew up his balls.
Yeah, because that looks like an open wound.
That doesn't look like
I was thinking like a cut, like a paper cut, like
that looks like if you sprinkle lime on it, like he'll fucking scream.
Die. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, should I nut check it when I see him later?
No. Put Savila on his. Just kidding.
You need to get medical super glue because that it literally needs stitches.
Why I need to get it? I don't need this shit.
Well, you didn't tell me to do it for a reason.
No, we have a group chat with like.
That's so crazy because it's like there's hair.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I was shocked.
Have you never cut your balls before?
like shaving my balls.
Did he just cheat?
Yeah, did I just cheat? Oh my God. I'm sorry.
What just happened?
They cheated.
We just cheated. We just saw Little Man's ball.
Oh, shit.
No, one time. Dude, remember I told you guys Erica beat my ass once and bruised my balls?
Your sister?
I don't remember.
Yeah. I told you guys this story before. And one time when I was...
Oh my God.
Now check for the pony. Check for the pony.
Tell
you're
the
gonna
story.
Be single pretty soon.
I'm not. I'm not.
Hey, you know they had a sexy slumber party?
That was crazy. We just went.
That was wild.
We just went to
like,
Vegas.
Remember when you guys got naked and played pillow fight and then you guys went to Vegas? Like,
remember when you guys were just jumping with your shirts off
together? Hey, Lucky, you know what the funny part about this? He's not sick no more.
I am. I'm sweating, bro.
Yeah, pobrecito.
Hey, but look. But yeah, one time I cut my nose too, jumping the fence.
Okay, tell me about that.
I was jumping the fence and fucking, I got fucking, it just cut me, like scratched me a little bit. My like shorts were like, you know, like the gym shorts?
Yeah.
It like went through and it just scratched me a little bit. Ooh. But it's not as bad as that. And then when I cut my ass, I was like, you know those fence? You know those fences? I got like on top of the fence and I fucked up. So you know when you're trying to twist your leg? So I just jumped off and it like scratched me a little bit. It took a piece of my skin out.
Oh, that hurts. But,
you know, bro,
skin?
Growing up in the ghetto, you do a lot of shit that fucks up your body. Like you're like, why did I do that? What a pendejo.
Right. There's growing up in the ghetto and there's doing ghetto shit. You were doing ghetto shit.
Yeah.
In the ghetto.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just not just people that grew up in the ghetto.
But you know what? Dude, I've seen homies break their hands before.
You break your head anywhere.
No, I know, but
specifically
but
tagging or jumping like, or like, balls.
Like, fool, we thought we were jackass. Like, we're not jackass,
yeah,
you know?
Are.
No, we're jackasses, but we're not the talent gen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not fucking Johnny
and
Knoxville.
And all they do is play with their nuts and balls.
And fucking like, break it. That's what Johnny Knoxville broke his penis before.
He did, right?
Yeah.
You break your penis.
A motorcycle landed. He went up, right?
They're so stupid.
He went up. It's boys shit.
Yeah, that's why guys, and that's why more guys die than girls.
And he went up, and when he let the motorcycle go, it came down and...
Oh, that's hurtful.
Shout out to Johnny Knoxville. He's a legend in my eyes.
He is
what
a
about
legend.
You,
shout out to Johnny Knoxville.
No, he's a super legend.
All right, well, that was so crazy.
That was sex ed, Brownback.
That
brown
was
back
so,
sex ed.
If you would have asked me in the beginning of the year if something like this would have happened, like by the end of the year, I would see someone's fucking balls like
other
that.
Other than your husband's?
Other than my hubby's?
Yeah.
Cheaters.
We're not cheating, okay?
Your medical doctor's in the podcasting field.
You're so dumb.
Yeah, if you guys were doctors, I wouldn't be cheating. If you could just pretend.
Yeah,
medical personnel.
You got a doctor. Just say that.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, but now, because imagine how many balls nurses
hey, watch every week.
Hold on,
he does watch. Yeah,
he does watch. Whoa, I think he might be mad.
By the time this pod drops, it's gonna be either the last day of November or the first day of December. We are here, the end of the year, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
That Woo! Shit is crazy,
dude. This year went by so fast.
So fast.
This month.
This
was.
Hey, did you guys do Black Friday shopping?
No,
I did.
I did
online.
I did online.
You did online shopping?
Makeup.
It takes so fucking long to get here, though.
It does.
That's why
I like physical shopping for that reason. Angie loves shopping at Zara online.
I can't go in store.
I don't like dealing with all that people. Same thing with Target. I like drive up.
People?
But you go with me.
Just like, yeah, with you I do go.
Angie,
but normally
tell
I don't
like doing the stores.
You rob shit?
No. Leti will be at the store. She's looking at stuff, taking her time, picking everything. And then she's like, okay, let's go. And then she'll leave the cart. She won't get the stuff.
I need the gratification of grabbing things.
Whoever works at
and
any
putting
store,
it in.
Like Zara
oh my
shit,
God.
No, because I don't just leave it. No. Like, let's say we go to Target, right? I'll go, what was the last store? Was it Target?
Home Goods.
Oh, it was Home Goods.
But it'll be like,
oh, this is cute. And I need the, like, even just knowing that I gave myself that I put it in the cart. And then by the time we leave, I'll be like, oh, the line's too long or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'll put it.
Girl,
and then, but Angie's like, I you always do that. I didn't know really that I do that until Angie pointed it out.
She's like, you'll find a reason to not buy shit.
Not
get it.
But you'll put it in the cart for like feeling it.
I feel like
extended window shopping.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's like soothing to your soul, right?
Yeah,
it's
like it feels
cathartic.
Good,
like,
oh, I could put this here. Oh, this would be
okay,
nice.
Okay, so that's their video games. That's their version of playing PS5 when we're like...
No. What do you mean?
Do you get it?
You guys don't play video games, right?
No.
Well, how do you like when you're stressed, like what do you do? That's what you do, right?
Well, I go to the shop and then I don't purchase anything.
Okay, that's their video games. Because we don't actually play basketball. Like we're just...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? 2K or Fortnite or whatever.
Wow.
We don't actually shoot people even if we're stressed.
Dude, you know how fucking annoyed I would be if I was dating any of you three right now? Like,
why?
You're telling me what a fucking Target. You sat there and chose this, and then you put in the car, we get
okay.
the line, and you're like,
first of all,
no, I was about
mind.
To I was about to call them crazy.
Any of us.
But then I thought about how crazy does it sound to like we just sit on a couch and play video
something
games? Like we didn't
real.
Actually play
stupid
basketball
asses.
For hours, and then we trade players, and then we sign them, and then we release them, and we get stressed out, like, damn, they won't accept my trade, stupid 76ers. You know what I'm saying? Like that seems crazy to them. That we just sit there and do nothing, but it's fun to us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I kind of get it. It's like
you guys are giving Target blue balls.
You are giving Target blue balls.
Well, whatever,
it's better
you
than
guys
stealing.
Go Zara, Home Goods,
it's better
all
than
that.
What you do.
I don't fucking steal anymore.
You took that?
Maybe sometimes I'll scan things once or twice.
Yeah.
And
they're building
maybe,
a case.
Maybe a deodorant or something. Mm-hmm. But you guys shouldn't be going to stores and not purchasing shit.
Yeah, I would be frustrated if I actually went
and
with
you're
you.
An asshole because you know people can see online shopping. If I would hate to see somebody be at my website.
They clear
and then
my
they just
cart. They clear my
cart.
They clear the cart. Because
yeah,
you get an email. They send me an email saying, "Hey, you forgot something.
Here's 5% off more."
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
they
okay,
do that.
Yeah, and then I wait. And
that's
they're
fucking
they do that.
Scammers, dog.
No, but that's how me to buy it, right? So they're gonna give me a damn code, and then I'm gonna buy it.
Yeah, I did that with Fenty this
weekend. This is an economy, or this is a what is it called?
It's a scam.
It's a C word.
A C word.
Community?
No, when we talk about capitalism.
Capitalism.
Let these, okay. So you go to Target, right? I'm trying to imagine this,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
So you get to Target.
Just try it. Pretend we're at Home Goods. Because low-key at Target, I buy everything.
Okay, so Let's just say Angie's with you, or you're by yourself?
Me and Angie.
Okay.
Because so Angie noticed it. Ask Angie awesome. What I do.
So Angie's there, right?
Yeah.
You guys park. Boom, you're in the Benz. Yeah. And then you gotta like jump off the Benz because you're really short.
And let us know if you guys
then,
do this too.
What you do is you open up the back and then you close your door and then you open the back door because your big ass fucking bag is back there.
Oh, okay.
You, okay? And then you grab it and you're making all this noise. You get your coffee, you walk upstairs, elevator.
Yeah.
And then you get there, you grab a cart. Mm-hmm. Do you guys separate or stick together?
Oh, at Home Goods, we're stick together. Yeah. When it's like Zara, we separate because we each have different vibes and then we come back.
Yeah, one of it's lighter, one is darker. Okay, so you guys separate. Oh, yeah. And then you guys go back around.
No, we don't separate. We're at Home Goods. We're together. We're walking around. We're like, hey, let's go look at
the
Christmas stuff.
And then you're like, Jorjito's room.
Yeah.
Lucito.
Like, this would be nice for the tree.
Yeah. My dad.
Oh, my God. Look at this mug, Angie.
Yeah, look at it.
Jorge would love this.
Do you think this is going to match for my Thanksgiving? Yeah. Look at it. Oh, yes, my God. Color coordinating. And then we start looking for stuff and finding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boom, it's
boom, 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 boom. There's a line, right?
Angie, I want to go to the plants. Can we go to the plants?
Okay, you guys go to the plants. Boom, boom, you get the plants. Boom, 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 boom. So you're driving, right? You get there.
To the
front.
And then you're like, it's too long.
Yeah, it's not even towards the front. It's kind of like
on the side.
Like, it's on the side, and I'm looking at the line. I'm like, you know, I could come back for this.
She's like, I don't really need this. I'll put it back.
Yeah.
Oh, the line's really long. It's okay. We can just make
I think I saw this at Dollar Tree for cheaper. Yeah.
That's
but I
goes.
Felt the goodness of having put it in my cart.
No, but you know what
there's
the workers...
There's like a good feeling
you
of
know
that.
What the workers feel? What? The workers feel,
now I gotta do my job.
I mean,
go back.
That's what they got hired to do. It's kind of like sometimes like I used to feel bad and be like, damn, I didn't put the shirt back where I got it. But I'm just like, but I'm giving you something to do to pass the time because that's why you got hired. That's a year getting paid.
Wow.
I mean, it's
when
not
I work retail, I hate people
that works
like you, Irene.
Like, I don't
know. Not everybody that works in retail.
I don't make a mess on purpose.
Look, sometimes I put it back. Sometimes I leave it in the cart. Boom. But that is part of the job.
Okay, you know,
it's
I get
fucked
that.
Up. I'm sorry that I do
I
that.
I think what's more fucked up is Angie's time.
No, because we're spending time together.
Yeah,
so you don't mind
literally, no, because I told you I like doing online shopping. I don't like
while we're
dealing
doing
with all
that. We're
video
like
games.
Imagining. We're having conversations.
Video
we're
games.
Talking about family. We're talking
that's
about the
so
kids.
Annoying,
yeah, we're
venting.
We're talking.
You know what? That's
we're drinking our coffee.
That's why I like going places where there's things for guys to do.
Like what?
Like if there's a Zara where we're going, let's say I want my woman a little bit.
I know what this is. What we're doing is how you guys go to strip clubs.
You guys just go to look.
You guys just go
and not buy
as boys to eat chicken wings, right? That's the only reason we go. It just happens to be at strip clubs.
Yeah.
We go to these places just to drink our coffee and talk. But it's just like we're doing this. Yeah.
I feel that.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But you know, I ain't gonna lie, the strippers might get some money out of me. I'm just might not get no money out of you.
Yeah.
But dude, I feel that. But dude, still like.
I'm sorry because it's probably gonna get so many workers triggered, but fuck it. Like,
it happens.
Oh, it's not like she gets like a whole cart full of stuff.
I know, I get it. I just think it's funny. It's like funny window shopping. Like,
it's not as bad as like ordering food and not picking it up. That's worse.
That's
fucked up.
You know what Angie does? Everyone has shopping app. What Angie, she has to touch everything.
Oh, I do.
Every little Zara, thing. She's touching every shirt, every coat, every.
Yeah,
because
she's
because
like
she
a
feel the,
merch person.
Maybe, but no,
she
just everything.
It all.
Even
she
if,
wants to know how it feels.
Like even with plants, I have to touch it and like break the leaves so I can smell it, like something.
Oh
I just
God.
Have to.
Yeah, that's an
Angie
thing.
You're ruined, Angie. What the
you're
fuck?
You're not supposed to do that to the plants.
It's okay. Oh my God.
Yeah,
see,
that's Angie.
Yeah, that's
the story.
Look at that.
What's your guys' shopping habit? What's your shopping habit?
I gotta see somebody.
Look, stealing is not a shopping
look
habit.
Look at that. He just broke it.
See?
That is crazy. Is that alive?
No, it's fake.
No, it's fake.
Then who cares?
It's not even
shopping
gonna
shopping habit
grow back.
Is spending too much money. I don't know. Trying everything on. Like,
you
I need to try
stuff
everything.
On?
Oh my
everything.
God, Vic, I would hate
I try everything on. Because if
what
I don't like it.
Some high nah,
no, because if I don't like it, I know myself. I don't like returning shit.
Right.
Like, I'm not the type to return shit. I'll just be like,
I would rather you try
I'll
stuff
take the
on.
L.
I had like an ex sister in law who wouldn't try shit on. She would just buy a bunch of shit and then try it on at home. And I'm like, you're just setting yourself up to go to the return line.
Exactly.
Which
that's not what I'm trying
weird
to do.
To me.
I hate
do that.
Walking in there like with the return.
Yeah.
Like I said I was going to return a shirt and I still haven't returned it. And I was just like, damn.
I do that.
Damn,
I don't mind it. Like I'll buy a bunch of stuff online.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, let me just order two of different
that's
sizes.
Even more
I think it's too much of a hassle to ship it back
well,
out.
Well, I go in
but
store.
But she ships and all that stuff. So
I'm trying to think of.
What's your like shopping habit? Something you do?
He said, not sitting. That's funny. I don't do that anymore, by the way. I'm changing my
I don't know. Your deodorant. Where'd you get it? Yeah, how much was it?
$3.99.
$3.99.
I know I have one. I definitely got one at the shoe stores. I'll be like, this one doesn't.
And then you say no?
I definitely say no.
Yeah, you're what? You're like, you stupid fuck face.
You're exactly like Lefty.
No, but I look, I'm just looking at the store. I'm not putting it in my cart.
But you're making the worker go back and get your fucking shoe.
No, I don't do that.
They gotta earn it.
I think they gotta earn it, exactly. First of all.
Oh my God.
But I'm thinking of like of a bigger store, like when I'm at a Target or Ross or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
like what do you do out
there? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to think of like what I do like at the Ross or some shit like that.
Do you smell every candle? Are you someone that like...
I like smelling the candles.
Yeah, I like smelling the candles too. And they all kind of smell all the same.
Yeah.
There's one that's going to smell like pine. One's going to smell like fucking cinnamon.
Yeah, the other one's going to smell
like super fruity.
Pumpkin.
Yeah, oh, true. Pumpkin. Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to think. Is it a habit like if I just... I'd be like, if let's say I'm with somebody, we only go from one thing and one thing only. Like,
no, that's
and
a
you're
quick.
Mad
like,
if you don't.
Like the other day I needed like another hard drive and I just went straight to the hard drive spot and I'm right back to the line and
I like
and,
that.
And the homegirl's like, dude, I want to look
you
around.
Don't walk
I'm
around.
Like, fool, no, oh, yeah, you do same. That on your own time.
I'm very much like I'm going where I'm going.
Yeah,
and I don't look around.
But I don't think that's like a shopping habit.
Yeah, it's a habit. Yeah,
that's like
going
a,
straight, not fucking around,
not looking
around.
Yeah.
But if
I love the mall, I'll go to the mall. Be like, ooh.
Oh, see, I'm not walking around, and I know what store I'm going to. I know exactly what I need to get. And we're getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Damn, that's
because you also get recognized too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I'll go to like the Ross.
Yeah.
And like just.
Oh, they don't recognize you there.
Not that they do still. It's not so far from everywhere. But the girl, but the has a gang of good shit.
Yeah, fast.
You gotta go to the nice neighborhood.
You gotta go to the
bro. The Ross by Letty. The Ross by Letty has some good shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Ross, I've been to the Ross in the OC before. I'm away to San Diego. Good ass shit.
Which one?
I don't know the difference between the OC and you, but I got off real quick. Got right back on.
But well, tell us your bad shopping habit. Don't lie.
For real.
Oh, you know what? It was Little Vic's birthday and I was there.
Yes.
Oh, you what?
Yeah. I was in and out. I was there for like.
Did you bring a present?
No, I got find a seller, homie, $50 for
yes, because Ali does not like that, and I'm with her.
She made a
post. She doesn't like the homies of that this will brought. No one give a present.
Not so much you.
If somebody else came in and bring a present.
Everybody else, all the homies. You know my homies. Yeah.
They just showed up. It was they drank everything though. They ate everything though. They got all the good stuff.
Dude, I was clowning on Vic the whole time. Because dude. I'm like, Vic, why do you have a photo op for Little Vic's birthday? He's like, fool, I'm like, Little Vic doesn't care about no photo op.
It wasn't my idea. None of it was my idea.
It was great. It was beautiful.
She planned the hell out of that party.
Yes.
Though.
Yeah, that shit was good. Hey, bro, the tacos were fire.
In Edgar news,
hey.
This is a mamalona slammed to the ground.
Oh my God.
Oh, look at my boy.
Yeah.
How does he even know how to do that?
That's fire.
That foot definitely lives in the country somewhere.
Oh.
Why is the car doing that? Can someone explain?
He's burning out. He's burning tire.
Okay.
So
how
essentially,
do you do that?
I think it depends, right? If it's stick shift or something like that. I'm not sure. But I think with those is you hold.
It's a technique. Like, yeah.
You hold the brake and press the gas.
Yeah.
Or like it's neutral or something. I'm gonna keep
to
it
me
a buck.
That looks so scary.
Yeah.
Whether it was an adult or a kid, but like the sheesh. What's going on in the back. To me, if your car does that, pull over it. You're fucked up. It's overheating.
And you know
shout
what?
Shout out this little Edgar, man.
Shout out this little fucking Edgar. You know why?
He's a little baby.
I bet you he never even played with Hot Wheels. He just went straight to these Hot Wheels right here.
And if we don't know how to drive that young, that's
look
good.
Look at his face. He's so serious,
he means business.
Too. Yeah.
He has a lineup.
He stands like, on business.
This ain't no toy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this, bro.
His truck is all like primer paint, too.
Look at that. That's
how you know he's not afraid to smack shit
no.
with it.
Yeah, that feels brutal with it. And he has nice tires on it, nice rims.
Yeah, imagine seeing him at a takeover.
That'd be sick.
That'd be scary.
That's crazy.
Dude, shout out him and whoever taught him how to drive that young.
Yeah, where would that be?
Somewhere in the Rancho, Mexico, or you know, like certain like what's it called? When I meet homies that grew up like in Bakersfield or places like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, bro, how you learn how to drive so young? He's like, fool, you fool live in a city, you fool having. Like, we learn outside our house.
Yeah, it's really dead.
Like, yeah, like,
you kind of have to.
It's like, you learn how to drive at a very young age and shit like that. Or if you grew up with super duper traditional Mexican parents, they get drunk as fuck and you gotta learn how to drive so you can drive.
Yeah, my dad learned how to drive at the age of 8 because he would go pick up my grandpa from like the bar.
See?
Yeah, yeah, my mom too at 10.
It's crazy.
That's like a real thing, bro. Yeah. Like my homie Hams, he's locked up right now. He learned how to drive like at 13. He was driving around with his uncle's van. He would drive him back and forth from the casino and he'll wait in the car. Yeah. Yeah, like full, like it was brutal.
Fuck. Well, my pops would get lit and then we would be at his compadre's house in South Central, like right off of Hoover. And then he would always be like, all right, Vic, you ready to drive home? So I had to drive it like in through South Central, like on the freeway. Like,
how old were you?
I was like 15.
You learned early?
Yeah, like early-ish. I didn't get to like have my own car till I was like 18, but I definitely learned. And I would. And then the thing was too, it was like a trick because he'd be sleeping in the passenger seat like this. And I'd be like trying not to wake him up. Like,
That's how I learned. That's how I learned when, was it called when I was 18? Shout out the homie Sovic. He had his, he let me drive his Chrysler, dog.
300?
Chrysler 300. Woo! And him and the homie Andy blacked out. And I drove it from South Central, from Central and 80 something all the way to my house in Echo Park.
Oh, shit.
And that's like, fool, just, he's like, go down Central, give a left on Slauson, and then just go down Fig, fool, we're going to be home. You'll start recognizing shit. And that's how I learned how to drive.
You'll start recognizing fool, shit. Fool, but he had crazy.
Fool, he had a Chrysler, fool.
Yeah.
He said, if you hit the Staples Center, you got too far.
That fool had a Chrysler, he'd be like, just. And then for the homie, which that was my compadre.
Yeah.
So we call that fool tie dye. You know, that fool would throw up on himself a lot.
It's
a tie dye. What kind of tie dye? And that fool, he let me drive his Chrysler 300,
dang.
Fool. Keep a full Chrysler 300.
We get it was a Chrysler.
Dude, yeah. But.
300. We get it.
I kind of want a Chrysler.
And you were little. It was a Chrysler.
And fool, I kind of want a Chrysler now.
So nice.
Why
car.
Don't you get it?
They're fucking expensive to fix if they fuck up and shit like that.
But it's a Chrysler.
But it's a Chrysler.
300. It'd be cool.
Do you see how many times he said Chrysler?
I'm going to get myself a Chrysler.
It was a nice car.
It's a nice car.
Okay, let's do Sombra Sala with Angie.
Sombra Sala with Angie.
Okay, you guys. So this tripped me out. Remember Arcángel? You've been wanting to talk about Arcángel, and we were like,
I know.
Because remember that comment? No, because of that comment he made. Jose, can you go on the...
Yes, I know the comment. Can we brief about it? We'll talk about it. Okay, so Arcángel, a long time ago, maybe a couple months ago, maybe
it's an old, yeah, no, a year ago.
It's kind of old, yeah.
It's an old
clip. He made an interview where he said that everybody wants to be a reggaetonero, especially Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said some
no
shit
one
like,
wants to do corrido.
Yeah, nobody...
Rancheras. He said rancheras.
Yeah, everybody wants to make... reggaeton, nadie que ningún
reggaetonero quiere hacer rancheras.
No, ajá.
Es el único género.
So it was that part.
Todo el mundo lo quiere cantar. Los mexicanos quieren cantar reggaeton. Mi respeto a los mexicanos. Oye, me respeto a todo México.
I don't know if you guys noticed, a couple of weeks ago he actually came out with the song with Peso Pluma, but that song was very reggaeton.
Okay.
But this time he just dropped an album and he came out and made the whole video with Grupo Frontera.
Oh my
God. So he hopped on a ranchera. You can say a ranchera. You can put the volume. And it's good.
He's a great artist.
It's good. But I just didn't like that comment because even when they were filming this video, it was actually in Puerto Rico.
So he had the party go to him. Because you for sure know he can't make that in Mexico.
So this is my thing, right? This isn't even a traditional Mexican regional music.
It's not.
It's more, it gives cumbia vibes because...
That's what Grupo Frontera does.
Yeah, that's Grupo Frontera.
Grupo Frontera is very talented, very like multicultural. They're allowed to do shit like norteñas, like no cheva, which is still even like not always super traditional. Yeah. But cumbia is traditional to Mexico, right?
Right.
Like,
Some
things of it. Everybody
mixes the cultures of different genres of music.
In their own way.
I
just think that when he made that comment, he probably didn't mean no harm. And you know what? Keep in mind, a long time ago, Mexican regional music was looked down upon. It was a very rare thing. Even like, I think we talked about it.
So this day, and the Grammys.
Us, all of us. But in high school, like if you were to play that out loud, oh, you're a paisa or like shit like that, right? And now that we have broke barriers, these artists like a payo that's fucking exceeding in Puerto Rico, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, all these places. Peso Pluma, he just sold out Chile, Argentina, all these places, right?
Yeah.
I think we're being accepted more now. And I could understand if he didn't mean no harm at the moment. Maybe it was true. Nobody wanted to make rancheras.
But also, what do you mean? There was a bunch of reggaetoneros making.
That was before Uno times 10
Por siempre. Uno por ciento.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
that comment was before that or after that?
was before. Yeah. But even then, before that, there was music that they
had. But it wasn't at the level it is now, is what I'm saying. So I'm not taking this comment as like, yes, he contradicted himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He contradicted those words.
I only have a little bit of issue because I get where you're coming from because you're right. The mainstream wasn't up to the Mexican regional as they are now. Like, we can't say that it's ever been like how it is today.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Where the mainstream is like embracing how we are.
Yeah.
However, I can't say that he didn't mean it bad. Because when he said it, it was kind of to shit on it.
Yeah,
it
he
was
like, boss,
like y'all want to be us. We don't want to be y'all. And it's like, whether that be true or not, there's a sense of like, just like nose up in the air.
Like
we're the shit. Everyone wants to be who we are. Yeah. All that shit. And it's like, to me, whether you said that or not, and the mainstream didn't want to fuck with corridos, corridos was fucking with corridos. Like, it still had... And Mexican
it's
regional
power,
and,
co- it's
and it's had and, its audience and it low-key feels, of course, because he's Puerto Rican and it's like, you're not a Mexican. So you can't, like, it can get a little bit that part.
Like,
y'all just want to be Puerto Ricans. We don't want to be you guys.
You know what it is? And it's like, so it can get it personal. Way, but it's how you said it.
Yeah.
Because he asked the question and the interviewer was probably what? A Puerto Rican interviewer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was.
And he was like, do we want to make it a cheddar? And it was like a pause.
Yeah.
And then right there, he backpedals and says, like, no disrespect to Mexico. And even in that video before, Jose, if you can click on link number two, they asked him like, oh, like, how did this even happen? And he's like, well, just to clarify, I just want to say like, it starts at 410
seconds.
He was just saying like, I want to clarify, like, I didn't talk bad about the artist. I love Mexico. I love tacos. I love coming here because I like their weather, all that stuff. So he's still trying to backpedal. And I know before that he even said comments saying like, oh, I didn't mean to disrespect it. Like, Mexican artists have like the best voices ever. Like, if I can sing, do a duet with
We do have tucanes, amazing voices, let's be honest. Like,
with Los Tucanes, I'll do it. But that's just him backpedaling.
I think to him, like, to make that comment was very like short-sighted and kind of caught me by surprise because he's been in the game, what, like 20 years? And you have to know by
he's
this
been,
point.
Like, trained more than like.
Not only that, you just have to know that music and everything is in cycles. Reggaeton can be up here today, down here tomorrow. Mexican regional is up here today.
Yeah.
5 years, we hope it's on top, right? But we don't really know.
And there
like, and we
be
can't
like,
shit on other genres in the meantime.
Respect amongst genres is where I'm coming from too. Because like, low-key, let's make it to English, right?
Yeah.
I don't listen to country, but hey, I know that motherfuckers love country.
People love country.
To be like, hey, they don't want to be like they all country people want to be us. We don't want to be them. That is like low-key shitting on them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, no,
motherfuckers love that. But even rock, right? Hey, rock's not for me, but hey, for who it's for, I'll respect you. Now, what if I said, dog, ain't nobody trying to do rock. No one wants to do rock.
But then it gets really popular.
Then it feels like, what the fuck are you coming at us for, bitch?
But then.
That's what he was saying. Nobody's trying to do corridos.
I get what you're saying.
But it's like, they have their own thing. Leave them be.
100%. And I like that because even like, that saying, right? When like, even like when rappers start painting their nails or doing shit, it's like, oh, that's the rock star vibes.
Yeah.
But then you want to shit on their genre just because you don't listen to certain. So I get that. Even like him rocking the Virgin Mary, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
But I get it. You want to be involved with the culture.
Leather chaleco.
And you know what? And like I said, even if he didn't mean it in a bad way, it's how you said it.
Yeah.
So I get it. But also,
and why is he wearing T'Challa's necklace?
But I get it. And keep in mind, right? He didn't make a traditional ranchera.
Right.
But he was still trying
Mexican
to hit
the
ballpark.
It's still music that's led by Mexican artists 100%. Just like a corrido or like the genre.
So I just think, I think like, I'm not like taking it hard, but I definitely get where I get off point of view.
I get
like,
off point of view.
Yeah. No, so I get
like,
it too.
So I'm like, it's a lesson learned from him.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's
for
a lesson
sure.
learned. Like, bro. And today I was sitting with my mom, right? I was eating breakfast with my mom, and mom was like, whether anybody likes it or not, if a Mexican artist isn't if a Mexican fan base, Mexican and any Latinos, right? If they're not behind you, it's very hard for you to go to, bro, because a Taylor Swift succeeds very well in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And Adele succeeds very well in Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah.
A Pink Floyd does amazing in Mexico.
Yeah.
The Doors did amazing in Mexico.
A lot of artists, their main
fan base is Mexico, because Mexico's kind of like a big melting pot when it comes to music. The love for music in Mexico is a very beloved thing. Like, you look at
and they've built so many amazing venues for artists to go over there.
Yeah. The one that Grupo Frontera, Grupo Firme, the Socal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Junior Acha just announced that he's going to do it. So, congratulations, Junior Acha. I think That's what I saw. I hope that's I'm right. But if it's not, I'm manifesting it for you. But if it is, so proud of you.
Congrats.
Congrats. But yeah, I just think it was, yeah, like it was too soon to even say a comment like that.
Yeah.
Or it just, it don't fucking say the comment. Yeah,
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Just,
and then it's just like, it's like you said, it's a learning lesson for him because he learned real quick. I'm sure he learned, he felt, I think he like, learned. Oh,
for sure.
I think he learned now, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, Cause when he was in TJ, when he
they
were fucking with him.
Oh, at Baja Beach Fest.
But also a lot of people that go to Baja Beach Fest is all Americanized like us. So we don't. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure like people were like the people in it, bro.
Yeah,
Mexico's a fucking
for sure. That's
for our team. Unidos. Yeah, Unidos.
Yeah.
So that's why that we're like that. You know, all the Mexican blood that runs through us, but. It's a lesson learned. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
The song, I haven't even heard it.
So I like the song. I've been hearing it. It's good. It's a good song.
It's
catchy. Of course.
And Fulpayo and them are killing it. Shout out them for the speech they gave at their show at Peacock. Mm-hmm. I heard it was beautiful and shit like that. But yeah, I'm not mad at it. But press play. I want to listen to the comment.
So then what did you criticar?
Yeah. Because I was just thinking Yaritza made a comment about Mexico, right? Like the food, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But then this fool made, and then they were trying to cancel her. But then this fool goes on and he kind of, pretty much this is the Mexican music and then he doesn't get canceled. That was just like my question. Like,
in Mexico, not everybody's a fan of Corridos and Rancheras.
Okay.
So
it didn't everyone is a fan of
not everybody.
Arcángel?
No, but if we're comparing it to Yaritza, everybody's a fan of Mexico. Everybody's a fan of our food. Mm. So when Yaritza made that comment, she offended every single country. Every single thing. I could be like, I don't like country music. I don't want to ever make country music. The only people that are going to be mad at me are the country artists.
Like Yaritza said, I don't like boleros or something. Or I don't like mariachi music. Yeah. I hate mariachi music. Right? But she's in Mexico. Right? But she could say that because it's a style of music versus I don't like tacos.
Yeah, but she makes Mexican regional music, so it would be contradicting. He doesn't make
that. But mariachi's not Mexican regional.
But now he's contradicting himself.
No, yeah, now. But what I'm saying at the moment, it's like he only was like, but I don't really like rancheras. Like, that's what he's saying. Like I don't want to make rancheras.
Like, on the genre. If she shitted on mariachi music, I still think she would get
the same
shitted on.
Mariachi is not Mexican regional music?
But it's a genre.
She's just making that comparison that you're talking about. Because
you're saying he didn't shit on a staple of Mexico, right? He didn't shit on the food of the people, right? But she shit on the food, the traffic, all of that. But let's say she only shit on the music.
Yeah.
Like how he's just shitting on the music. She would still get same heat.
Yeah.
Is it because it's a Mexican talking about Mexico?
Yeah, that. And I think I think right now at the moment, Arcángel isn't who he used to be.
Like he's not at his prime.
Yeah, like I feel like if Bad Bunny would have said that.
But when he said it, he was. When Arcángel said that stuff, he was more at his prime than he is now. Because he didn't say that comment about Mexican music. He didn't say that now. He said that years ago.
He said it like maybe last year, not that long.
Yeah, so
that everybody wants to be.
Yeah, yeah, that's not too long ago. So that's why it's like a little, weird. Like how Vic said, in 1 year or 2 years, a whole genre of music could be on top than the other.
And then you can still play festivals in Mexico. Meanwhile, other people are Mexican.
Yeah.
Cancel the Gideon threats.
I think it's more that it's our own.
Mm. And then it goes back to people always saying, like, oh, you can't be hating on your own people. It's like, you're doing it right now.
So
that's why my question, am I get cut off?
Because then what's the other thing? Like, the biggest hater to a Mexican is another Mexican?
Yeah. That is the same.
Yeah.
That is the same.
Yeah, because I fucking hate you. Not you.
Amy?
Yeah.
That's all right. I love you.
Aww. You can't hate that. No. Who can hate that?
You're so cute. You give me cute aggression. You give me cute. It's so cute.
That's in daydream.
You should mediate the conversations between, like, you should be there.
Shout out to
I feel like Loki Grupo Frontera is the you and that cute little face of music. They can help everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what?
They're helping. They're helping Arcángel.
Yes.
Loki, I think they have like a collab with Yaritza. They're the ones that
could be
like...
Yeah, they were the ones that were bringing her out when nobody was. Honestly, they were the only ones.
I love that. We're the young life. We believe.
Fucking with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's probably around like, man, fuck that shit. We on... Yeah, and fucking then Pablo's like,
hey, bro, it's chill, though.
No pasa nada.
No pasa nada.
Let's not be friends.
No, se va.
Yeah, because if Pablo's like singing No Se Va, you can't be mad at
you. Can't be mad. No. That's happy corridos, dog.
That's jolly corridos. Yeah, you said it. Pablo and them should make a song. If they get on that, let the U manifest with that.
Look.
Ooh, I'll be fine.
Elena, what's up? Okay, before we get out of here, we love you so much. We will see you at our live show. It's going down November 23rd at the Wiltern.
Two, three.
Going to be vibes. I'm so happy. I'm already planning you guys. You know how my little game show host is?
Yes.
I have so many surprises, even for you guys.
Oh, really?
Like good surprises. Mama Leti's plotting. And then I also want in one of these next episodes to do like a we're going to rank the best songs and the best albums and the best performers of this year, okay?
Ooh.
So Peso Pluma, Fuerza Regida,
like
Eslabón
that.
Armado, Karol G, Grupo Frontera,
Bad Bunny.
We're gonna rank it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. All right,
let's
brown
do
bag
it.
Rankings.
Brown bag. Press the link in our bio down there to grab your ticket.
Yes. We'll see you at Besame Mucho.
We'll see you at Besame Mucho in Houston.
Yeah. And then Irene's gonna go make out with Mikey.
We out.
She didn't say no.